What do you call an instrument that you use to pound in nails?
Throw that in a hammer.
What do you call it when you are moving wood from one place to another? What do you call that process of taking this wood?
You're taking this wood to your house.
Well, you say I'm going out to, and you're going to bring the wood back. You say I'm going to
bring it back in the house, something like that. Bring it back to the wood fire and cut it up, and then take it from then wood fire back into the house. Or you can put it on your fireplace and your fireplace and mud, build your fire.
What if I say I'm hauling wood?
Cold wood.
Hauling wood. Say I'm going out and I'm going to haul wood. What do I mean?
You mean take a wagon or a car or a truck, I mean some of them, move the wood and haul your wood up and fire it up out there as you would fire, something like that.
Are there any other words like haul that you might use to describe this process of bringing wood from the woods to your home?
You can take this wood, you know, and take it to the sawmill and saw and make lumber. That's how people get their lumber, one thing or another, out of wood.
What do you call an implement that you use to dig up the soil?
Call that a plaster.
And what do you call an instrument that you use to break up pieces of dirt?
Well, you use that with a plaster, or I use a hammer.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference. A hammer. Well, I have a tractor to beat the plaster up to death, tearing your land and breaking it up. I see that when I come home, it wasn't no such a thing as that then. You had to tear your land, break up your land, tear it all up with mule, cow, like that, you know. I just see that I've got grown, raising a family, got building tractors, have. And it started off, you know, with a mule hair. And from a mule hair, they got making tractor hair and one thing like that. Well, we were set up my old cross hill over here. Hair was attracted out of the way. It was supposed to start off with a mule hair, you know. If you ever killed a pair of mule, would pull a hair all day. But it got vented around somewhere else, made a tractor, hair, big double hair. Put down the big old track like that thing, sit up down in front of my house, that way, turn in there. That thing go out there and tap these woods, clear up the air woods. And you can go out there and go plan your stuff behind that thing. Now you see, we had to do all sorts of that without a hand. Get out there and clear up the woods, clear up there like these woods in here in my house. We cut all that down, and a lot of big trees and all just 7 or 8 men on the one cut, a cut is about 10 or 12 feet long, and they towed it off out there somewhere, you know, and piled it up, you know, and called it a log heap, called it having a log load. And men towed that, you hear people out there and that, you grind those, get them big log things, and who's the best man, pull the other down, you know, pile them things up there and burn. And you don't have to do nothing like that this day and time now. You go out there and clean them all woods up, that things up down in that road, clean them woods up, drag them trees out of there, pile them up and burn. Now you see all of them down this road here? They didn't have to cut a tree. All these big trees, they pile up, pull them up by the root and burn. Burn all that good wood up. I just hate to see that wood burn up. I could use it just to have.